Wonders of Water with Rick and Christy.
Your stories are sometimes just plain crazy.
And scary.
It can't be that hard, right?
It's easy.
It's easy.
Absolutely.
I don't even know how to respond to this.
We would have been much better off to not have done that.
I don't know that I could say that out loud.
Now here's Rick and Christy.
Hey, this is Rick.
And this is Christy. Thank you for listening to Wonders of Water podcast. And this season, we'll dive into the adventures and lessons learned from life's unexpected twists and turns. In today's episode, we'll explore a memorable trip to Lake Powell that took an unexpected turn. So, Rick, you've been going to Lake Powell for how many years now?
That's a great question. Since I was 12, so I'm going to say 40 plus years now.
All right. So I'm sure you've got a lot of great trips, memories. But tell me about one of those trips and why it was memorable for you.
Well, I do have a memorable one. I'm not sure how great it was, but we always try to be prepared. And so we were getting ready for our trip. And I actually had my dad come down to Phoenix, and we did some work on the trailer. The axle's on the trailer. So we were lubing the axle on the trailer just to make sure everything was going to be good. We could put it in the water and there was going to be no issues while we went up to Lake Powell. So we did that, and that was probably a day in advance. Then the next day, we got ready to go. Everything's wonderful. We're on our way to the 17. So going up the hill towards Flagstaff, which is maybe about a quarter of the way there. And I'm just driving. My daughters are in the back seat of the truck. And I look out my mirror, and all of a sudden I see a tire actually going a little bit faster than the truck. So it was basically passing us. Well, I noticed that it was actually from our trailer. So it came off, completely flew off the trailer, and it was still rolling. It rolled past us on the freeway, went through the median, and I'm watching it bounce into oncoming traffic there on 17. And then it eventually went over the side rail on the opposite side of the freeway. While that all was going on, I looked down in my mirror again, and of course the trailer is now just dragging on the asphalt, so there's sparks flying everywhere. I was able to just pull over and stopped, and actually ended up calling my parents. They came and got us. We had to disconnect the truck, come back down, ended up having to get a whole new rim, whole new tire, came back, put it on the boat. We actually did go to the opposite side and actually found the old one that went flying over the side. So we ended up getting to Lake Powell the next day, but it took a while, and that was definitely something that I will never forget.
Very interesting. I'm sure that was scary. I can't imagine maybe what you were thinking in those moments. I've never obviously had that happen, but what kinds of thoughts were going through your head?
Well, the first one was, what the heck is happening and why is the tire coming off of the trailer? But then the next one immediately was, hopefully I'm not going to end up flipping over or being in some sort of accident in general. And then it was, I hope I don't cause someone else to get in an accident, because that tire was just rolling and it could have really done some damage if it hit an oncoming car. So I was very thankful that it really ended up the way it did.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. That's got to be extremely scary. So you're driving, right? How does it feel as you're driving this with no tire on, right? It's touching the ground. You've got the sparks going. I mean, does it feel like you're going to lose control? That's probably playing into, obviously, some of the thoughts that are going on in your mind.
Yeah, it was actually not as bad as you would think. The visual is probably as bad or worse than anything else. The trailer really didn't fishtail or anything like that. But obviously, when you see sparks flying off, you know that the first thing you need to do is slow down and pull over. So it was just a matter of trying to get stopped as soon as I could and not having the trailer yank or jerk the truck over.
Right. So I live in Phoenix, right? I have for many years. I'm familiar with I-17. So you're going down the freeway. Are you still in town? Are you out of town now? I'm just trying to get a better understanding, really, for like when this tire comes off, is there a lot of traffic or not so much?
Not so much. It was out of town for sure. But it was, I'm trying to think, maybe after the New River area. So it was almost right before you're going up the incline or the grade there. So there wasn't a ton of traffic, but definitely enough where it could have caused some havoc with some other people.
Right. No, absolutely. So I know you're a pretty calm guy. You tend to, you know, keep your cool. I mean, were you freaked out or were you still pretty calm in the moment?
No, it was, like I said, I pulled over, called my parents, said, I don't think we're going to make it. Cause they were actually, they live in Sedona. And so they were, waiting for us. We were going to meet them there on our way to Lake Powell. So they were just kind of like, okay, you know, I'll be there in an hour or so type of a scenario. And so, did have a cell phone. So I was able to call them and say, don't think we're going to make that. So then they were able to come down and, you know, pick us up. So, like I said, I did have my daughters in the truck. So that was the next thing that you're thinking about is, okay, let's get them off the side of the freeway and, you know, have everybody be safe. They were able to come do that. And then we started working on the tire.
Right. So, I mean, your girls are in the car. Are they freaking out? I mean, they were probably pretty young.
Yeah, I don't think they really knew what was happening. They're just like, we kind of pulled over, right? I don't think they didn't see the tire. And again, you know, I'm looking in my mirror to see the stuff, but I mean, it wasn't anything so drastic that the car like shook and they were freaked out. It was just like, why are we pulling over?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're calling your dad.
Yep.
Your dad's going to come down, meet you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you love your boat, always have, probably always will. Did you left the boat just on its own on the side of the freeway?
That's true. And I think going back to your other question, that was probably one of the other concerns, right? I'm like, I don't really care if the trailer is mangled or anything, but did it cause any damage to the boat that you're going to have to fix? Things like that. But, and yeah, disconnecting and just leaving it there. Definitely nothing that I would like to do or would be my preference, but in the situation seemed like it was fairly easy. And we didn't actually even leave it there overnight. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. That's so interesting. So if we go back maybe here from the very beginning, right, when we started, you mentioned that you were prepping for the lake, you know, lubing up the axles on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
It almost kind of seems like maybe the preparation caused potentially this issue?
So it's interesting that you asked that question because I'm not sure if I've told you this already, but absolutely that was the case. And this is me admitting complete lunacy is that when we put the tires back on, we must not have tightened the lug nuts tight enough. So we basically hand screwed them on. Because when we went back and found the tire and the rim, the actual rim itself is what had come loose. So basically they were loose enough to where they just started shimmying a little bit. And then it actually ripped holes in the rim. And so the whole rim came off. So it wasn't actually a tire issue. It was the entire rim. And that's why the tire was still intact.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was able to roll completely fine. It was just that the rim was loose from the trailer.
Okay.
So yeah. So it was us in our preparation to be sure that everything was going to go well. That screwed it up. We would have been much better off to not have done that. But I hate to say, don't prep.
Okay. Well, now just mental note for me. Next time we're going to the lake. You know, speaking of preparation, obviously you and I have gone on a few, I think, houseboat trips now to Lake Powell. I'm pretty familiar with the overall, you know, preparation and planning that we go through each year. But our friends don't necessarily. So obviously, you know, this was one of those things that you were prepping. What were some of those other things that you know, put into the preparation for a Lake Powell trip?
Well, I mean, there's a ton, you know, right off the bat, you know, to prep the boat is my main focus. You know, I try to let other people do the food and that kind of stuff. And there's a whole list of things that you want to make sure. But, you know, from my perspective, it's more about making sure that batteries are charged and that you have jumper cables and chargers and, you know, different things like that. The more prepared you are, the less things tend to go wrong, because if you have all the tools that you need to fix them, somehow things seem to go better. And, you know, over the years, we've definitely add each of those scenarios. And then the next year, we add that to the list.
Right. Well, and that's my next question, right, is that I'm sure the planning and preparation has changed over the years. Where do you think, you know, you started from the time that you remember? Obviously, you were going to, you've been going to Lake Powell for several years. You probably don't remember the early days, but from when you remember until now, you know, what does that look like? How has it changed? And I'm sure it's because of maybe many of the lessons that you've learned along the way.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely changed. Again, when I was a kid, and maybe my dad did a lot of the prepping that I didn't pay attention to, but, you know, it was more of just get in and go. We did have a boat, but we would just go. We didn't necessarily have a houseboat. So it was just camping in an RV, and we would walk the skis back and forth from the RV down to the dock, which, again, as a kid was fine, but not something I would want to do these days. So we've definitely made a lot of improvements in how we get things done and the ability to actually enjoy the trip as much as possible instead of trying to move things around.
Mm-hmm. You said it took a day out of your trip. So I know typically you were probably going to be spending the night, I imagine, that night before, or, I mean, were you actually late for your reservation then for the houseboat?
Yeah. So normally, and again, my parents had an RV, so we would normally just stay in the campground that night. Mm-hmm. So basically, we just didn't do that. And then the next day we drove up. Normally, we like to get on as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So we would be ready, you know, whenever they opened the next morning, 7 or 8 o'clock. Well, in this case, we were still driving, so we ended up, you know, getting on at noon or 2 o'clock, something like that. So it was still viable and, you know, definitely didn't change the trip significantly at that point.
Now, your dad has been going too for the same amount of years, I imagine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what do you think your parents and your kids might say about that particular trip now, if you were to ask them? I mean, are there, I'm sure, memories for them too, but what are your thoughts there?
Like I said, I don't know that my kids would even know.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. It certainly wasn't as memorable for them in regards to the tire and stuff and the apprehension when you see that. They just knew that we stopped and then had to go the next day, right? So right. From their perspective, not an issue. I do think, you know, my parents would probably just say the phone call was mm-hmm. a little bit, you know, they're like, what happened? Mm-hmm. So they're just waiting for me to get there. And instead of me getting there, they're getting a phone call. So they were kind of anxious about what I was going to tell them happened. But yeah, I don't think it would be nearly as impactful on them as it was for me at the time.
Right.
For sure.
Right. Okay. Well, overall, a pretty fascinating story. I know you've kind of mentioned some of the things that you've learned along the way, but looking back on it now, you know, what would you say was that key learning experience from this particular trip, and how has that shaped you for future ones that you've taken?
This is a, I guess, a saying now that I embrace, and it seemed to come true in this a circumstance, is that do one thing, do it really well, and then move on, because you have a lot of different things in the air and you're trying to get ready. I definitely wish I would have taken an extra 25 seconds or minute and a half to double check the lug nuts instead of, oh yeah, those were on and everything was fine. So making sure to finish things, don't get ahead of yourself, do it right, and then go to the next thing.
Yeah. But overall, it sounds like, right, it was a successful trip. You're able to get on the lake. I imagine, were you staying for a week on the lake? Anything else memorable from that trip that you can remember?
Yes. See, and you know, you initially asked me how many times, so it's been like 40 years. At this point, they all run together. So I don't know that anything on that particular week on the lake would come to mind. Having said that, one of the other stories that I may tell you could have been from that week, for all I know. But yeah, I don't actually put them together what actually occurred once we got there. But there's just a lot of stuff that happens. Like I said, I can't put each year together anymore.
Oh, for sure. Well, and at least, right, you had a successful trip. It sounds like, you know, a good time. And this wasn't something that derailed it.
Oh, for sure. So. For sure. And that, I mean, that's the thing, that it's really important now, right? That we can look back and kind of laugh at it. Mm-hmm. And it's a story and a memory and everything was good.
Right. Well, absolutely. That's awesome. I love it. I love the stories. I know, right? In life, we're always going to face some of these things. So just as we conclude this episode, we're reminded, right, that while planning is essential, life often does throw us these curveballs that we can't anticipate, just like your experience on this particular Lake Powell trip. You have to embrace the unexpected and find humor in those challenges that we face. Just remembering, right, that it's not about the destination, but the journey itself that shapes us. And then hopefully, right, as you just mentioned, in time, you can look back and laugh at the challenges, adventures that you overcame. Join us next time as we continue to embrace life's adventures.
Follow us on Instagram at Home on the Water or visit us at homeonthewater.com.